This is Rabbi Nathanael Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, December 9th, 2021. We will finish Yud Beis, Amud Beis 12b, the third section, the blue text. As the Gemara now says, Lema Acherim hi velo Rabbi Yehuda. Right, maybe the author of our Mishnah described the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about bringing the gifts to the Kohen on Yantif is the position of the Acherim and not Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar Rava, right, Rava says no. We can even establish the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? It doesn't say that the gifts were taken today and the animals shechted today, and that's the case where they argue. Right? That's the. It's not what it says. Shehur muktani. Really, all it says is that you lifted them, you took the gifts today. Ula olam shchitasan me'emesh. But really, they were shechted tomorrow. Sorry, my brain's not working. Really, they were shechted yesterday. All right, so when they're shechted yesterday, in that case, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue, can you bring the gifts taken today from an animal shechted yesterday? Since really, according to Beis Shammai, you should have just given it yesterday. According to Beis Shammai, no. According to Beis Hillel, yes. But both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would agree that an animal shechted today, the gifts taken today, you can bring it. So now the Mishnah, we can make the Mishnah in accord with Rabbi Yehuda, right? We simply cannot do it for Rabbi Yossi. He's out of the equation. But we can make the Mishnah in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. So now we say, wait a minute, then lema Rabbi Yehuda hi velo acherim. Right? Maybe this is now the author of our Mishnah Shubei Rabbi Yehuda, not the acherim. And to that we say, no, afilu tema acherim. Right? We can even say that it's talking about acherim, but the acherim are not really describing a general argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about whether you can give the gifts or not. Really, they're also talking about Bahanach D'Nishchatu Me'emesh. They're also talking about the ones that are shechted from yesterday. But then the Gemara says, wait a minute, Ihachi, if we change the case in the Mishnah to fit Rabbi Yehuda, and then we change the Acherim to fit the case, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda, right, then we've essentially squared Rabbi Yehuda and the Acherim. They're the same position. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel says you can take any stuff that was done today, from the animal shechted to yesterday. So that's where you have the argument. That's the position of Rabbi Yehuda. It's the position of the Acherim. So the Gemara says, no, Ika Beinayhu Tefela. Right? There, the difference between the position of the Acherim and Rabbi Yehuda is taking the stuff from yesterday along with the stuff that you are allowed to bring today. All right, Rabbi Yehuda allows you to bring the stuff from yesterday, according to Beis Hillel, along with the stuff from today. The Acherim do not. All right, so that way we've been able to square those positions and still not have them be identical. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, halacha k Rabbi Yossi, right? So says Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, the halacha is indeed like Rabbi Yossi. So we kind of ignored Rabbi Yossi. And at the end, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, again, is the one who says that according to Beis Hillel, you can bring even Truma on Yantav. Now, there's a rabbinic decree you can't separate Truma. Rabbi Yossi thinks that does not extend to the bringing of the Truma to the Kohen. Okay. Rav Tuvi Breda Rav Nechemya Habele Garba de Chamra de Truma. Right, so Rav Tuvi, the son of Rav Nechemya, he has a bottle of Truma wine. Right? Also, the comment of Rav Yosef, he comes before Rav Yosef, and he says, Amar Lei Ma'ulatmune, the Kohen Aidna, can I bring this to the Kohen today? I.e., can I give the Kohen Truma on Yantif? And Amar Shmuel says, Shmuel, halacha ke Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that according to Beis Hillel, you can even bring the truma on Yontif. So it says you're allowed to do it because halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Okay. Ushbizichane, right? The guests, or the host, right? De Rava, right? The host of Rava bar Rav Chana, Havale Isuraisa de Chardala, right? So he's got these bunches of Chardala's mustard, right? So you have these, we usually don't see it in its, right? We usually see it in its already made form, but you can see that there are mustard seeds that come from a plant. So Amarle Mau lefruche umechal minayhu biyantif. Right, can I crush the stalks to get to the seeds and eat them on yantif? So lo have biyade. Okay, so he didn't know the answer. Right? Okay. Asa the kame de Rava, they came before Rava, they asked the same question. So Amarle, right, Rava says to them, Molalin Malilos, Umifarchin Kitnios Biyomtov. Right, Molel Malilos means to husk kernels, but it means you take them in your fingers and you just rub them until they come apart. Mifarchin Kitnios is to, again, crush, to squeeze on the kitnios, right? Kitnios are legumes, that we know from Pesach. On yontif. So that's indeed permitted. Right? Generally, threshing is not permitted. You know, the winnowing, the threshing, the that whole process. But for the purpose of food, we're not doing it, you know, we're doing it in a manner with our hands that is indeed permitted. Okay. Esve Abaye, so Abaye comes and he challenges Rava. Hamolel melilos me'erev Shabbos. If you crushed or, you know, rubbed these, the kernels on Erev Shabbos, right? So now they're sort of separated. L'machar minafeach miyad liyad. Right? So the next day you can winnow. Usually winnowing is throwing it up in the air and then the heavy seeds come down and the chaff kind of flows away. But here, right, on Shabbos, you can pass it from hand to hand and kind of separate it that way. But ochel, avalo bekanun velo betamchoy. But you can't do it in a basket, and you can't do it in a large vessel. Right? There's three essentially steps. You can do it with your hands. You can do it with what we call kanun and tamchoy. Right, which is a basket or a large vessel. You shake it around, and it separates. The third level, which we'll see in a moment, is going to be, you know, a sieve or a colander or something that is actually meant for separating. Hamolel melilos me'erev yantif. Right, we continue in Abaye's statement. If you, right, with your hands, you husk the kernels on erev yantif. The machar min afeach al yad al yad. So on yantif itself, you can also pass it from hand to hand. And because yantif, we do have permission to do certain things for food. Right, ve'ocha, you can eat it. Afilu kanon ve'afilu betamchoy. Even, you know, in a large pot or a basket. Avalo betavlo v'lo benafa v'lo bekvara. Right, but you cannot do it with a tablet, a winnow, or a sieve. Okay, those are three different utensils that are generally used for separating the kernels from the chaff. Right, but now, what do we see from there? The whole discussion is how do you separate it once it's been done, once the kernels have been husked before yantif. It does not seem like there's an allowance to do it on yantif. And that's the inference Abaye draws. Me'erev yantif in, be'yantif lo. Right? From erev yantif, you were molo the melilos, you husked the kernels, right? By rubbing them with your hands. But on yantif itself, you're not allowed to. So how did Rava say you're allowed to be mola melilos on yantif when we have a higher authority source who says you can't? So Rava says, no, afilu tema biyantif. You can certainly be mola malilos. You can rub with your fingers to husk the kernels on yantif. Ba'aydi detana reisha me'erev Shabbos tana seifa nami me'erev yantif. Because the Tana used, you know, this is if you are mola the malilos, if you husk the kernels on erev Shabbos, you can do this on Shabbos proper. So even though it's not 100% accurate, for the sake of linguistic comparison or consistency, the Seif also says me'erev yantif. But really, you can do it on, you can be molel malilos on Yom Tov as well. So now we say as follows. Okay? After all of that, im kein, if that is true, Matsinu Truma Shezakai Baharamasa. Right. Let's take one step back. And it was a long day. I apologize. We're well out of time, but we have to finish. So we'll take a few more minutes. All right. You have to give from all of your produce Truma to the Kohen. The question is, when does that take effect? When does the obligation kick in? So the Gemara is assuming now that the obligation is not when it's in the stalks. Right, it's when you can get the kernel out of the stalk. At that point, the kernels are ready to eat, and you have to give truma. Right, but if you were then, the Gemara says, if you are mola malilos on yantif, right, if you are allowed to literally husk the kernels on yantif and get the kernels out, it's at that point that they become liable to truma. And now we find a case where you're actually liable for truma on yantif. But now, why is that a problem? Utznan. Because the entire back and forth with Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, right, was resting on the assumption, lo imamaritim betruna truma she'eno zakai b'haramasa. We've been assuming all along that truma is not, you're not allowed to take it on yantif. Right? There was no case where you're allowed to take it on yantif. But now we've come across a case by allowing one to be molel melilos, we find a case where you are going to be liable to take truma on yantif, and that is a problem. The Gemara says lo kasha. It's not a question. Why is it not a question? Come back tomorrow, because this concludes our learning for today.